Time down for KRWG StoryCorps. I'm Edmundo Resendez. Today we meet Tammy Shore and her partner, Catherine Massey, as they talk about their loved ones and the things that are important to them.
I can think of a couple things. When Catherine's dad died, your mom had already died when you moved here, so I never got to meet your mom, but your dad died. I think we'd been together 7 years, and that was a tough time, I know, for you. And just like with any loss, you know, the loss of your father and watching you go through that brought up all my losses as well. And that was a difficult period. You were graduating from, you were getting your degree in physics at that time, and you were getting your, going for your master's in education. And we'd had a loss of your income, and my income wasn't, you know, as large as yours that you lost. So we had some difficulties around that. And then when my job ended with the bookstore here that I'd managed for a long time, having nothing to do with me, I lost my job, but I know where it went. That was a really tough time, and I really appreciated that you encouraged me to do what it was that made my heart sing and what I was passionate about. And, I mean, what that is cycling, and there's absolutely no money in doing that, but I'm really happy, and I always appreciated that you wanted me to do what made me happy. And then most recently, my parents' death.
Yeah, both of your parents died within a week of each other in November. That's pretty hard, isn't it?
Yeah. I was at my sister's, and actually I was working when that happened. Up in Albuquerque, and my parents live in Albuquerque or outside of it. And my dad died that Saturday during a conference that I was in charge of, and then the next day my mom went into hospice. And a week later she was dead. It meant so much to me when you came. I remember telling my sister, and my sister said, "What do you need right now?" And I was really clear about what I needed. I said, "I need Catherine, and I need her to bring the two dogs." And I let our minister know that, and I let your choir know that, and I told them they needed to make it happen, and they did. So that was really good. And I've always appreciated that you love my parents no matter how they treated you in the beginning or how they treated you at sometimes during the middle, but you always loved them unconditionally, and I know they loved you too.
Yeah, and I loved them too. They had their difficulties around our relationship. I don't think that they could ever really accept it fully, but they found a way to just let us be. And so
I think it towards the last few years when they were alive, I think they finally figured out that it was just more important to be together and to love each other than it was to have all the, you know, the to be upset about whatever they were upset about it. And in that way I think my sister came around too. She's been the most difficult critic we've had in our relationship.
Yeah, your sister and brother didn't speak to me the first dinner that we had. They just
Well, I think my brother only started speaking to you in the last year.
That's true. There's something to be said for staying together for a long, long time. You just keep seeing the same people over and over again, and you can't avoid them.
You kind of get used to them, I guess. But I always appreciated that you were just really sweet to my parents, no matter what.
Your parents, we spent a lot of time in the holidays with them coming for Christmas. We really missed that a lot this last year. They would come to our house, and of course we'd decorate, and when I started doing music at the Unitarian Universalist Church, we would have an early dinner for Christmas Eve, and then we'd all go to the Christmas Eve service, and there'd be lots of music there and candlelight. And then we'd go to Mesilla and drive around in the plaza and watch the Luminarias. And go drive around town and look at the beautiful lights. And then Christmas morning was always so much fun, opening all the presents that we'd gotten. We'd get them lots of little things. And I think they just always really, really loved it.
They did. I know they did. And I really miss when they would come and all the little gifts Mom would bring. And I know that they, you know, when I was growing up, we spent a lot of time in Old Town in Albuquerque, and they always loved coming out here to Mesilla with us and doing all the things that were similar to that time. And one of the things I know that my mom really enjoyed doing with you is she always liked going post-Christmas shopping for the Christmas china. And I was so pleased when the two of you discovered that you had that in common and liked to go do that. She had a wonder, you know, great joy from going and doing that with you. And, you know, she couldn't ever just buy us a gift together, but going and shopping with you and buying that Christmas china, I think, was the best way she could share that joy without really being overt about it. And she would find little ways to do that without, you know, being condoning necessarily our relationship. But do you remember when we bought the house that she was really, really upset that we bought a house together? And then that first Christmas she came, she just melted because she loved the house and she loved how we had it decorated for Christmas. And, I mean, from that point on, she never was negative about that. And I think the two of you went shopping for all kinds of things for the house, curtains and all sorts of things. And that seemed to kind of break the ice for her. And I love the Christmas we went. Remember we went to the cabin?
Yes.
And we had the snow, and Mom still had her skis, and she messed around in the yard with her skis. And we didn't know at the time that was the last Christmas we'd be going with them. Actually, the only Christmas together we would go with them to the cabin, but that was such a special time. And being with them up there and being in the outdoors and the place that they love so much.
Yes, the place your dad built.
Yeah, my dad gave it. And then he gave it to us. Well, he gave it to us and my nephew, so that's really special. We ended up with the cabin.
Yes.
You want to ask me a question or you want me to ask you a question? I have one I want to ask you.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to know, if you could hold on to one memory of our relationship for an eternity, what would it be?
I would just pick just an ordinary day. I would pick a time that we were at home with the dogs and the cats, maybe fix a special meal and have some friends over, maybe just us, just doing the things we want to do and taking the dogs for a walk. And those are just times that we get to talk and relax and kind of recover from all of the things that we do. I'd pick any ordinary day. And I have a question for you. What are your dreams for us?
Well, you know me, the ever practical one. My dreams for us are to have things like our home paid off and have everything set up, having just gone through what we did with my parents and in the past with your dad. I want to have everything set up so we can live in our home together as long as possible and be surrounded by our animals and our friends and keep being involved in the things that we're involved in and being of service to others and to each other. Those are my dreams.
Tammy Shore and her partner, Catherine Massey, from a conversation recorded in Mesilla. You can hear this story and other local StoryCorps interviews online at krwg.org in the radio tab under StoryCorps. For KRWG, I'm Edmundo Resendez.